Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, friends. Great to have you with us. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. And you know what that means. It means that you can call or email and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about today. It's whatever you want. Maybe you got just something burning in your soul and you just got to get it off your chest. This is your day. And you know how easy it is? You just pick up the phone, like right now, and dial 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. And I'll do my darndest to read it on the air while we're on the air. Well, folks, they expelled Mike Nierman last night. If you remember, Mike was on this show, I think, on Tuesday, and he had said that he thought it was going to happen on Friday. But they had a special emergency session last night. I got a phone call as I was driving back from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, down to Pasco, which is where I'm broadcasting this morning, visiting my family. Yes, I know it's you didn't think that I would be driving. Well, I'll get to that in a moment, folks. I mean, after all, it is Freedom Friday, and it is a little bit political, so I'll talk about why I'm driving instead of flying my airplane. Anyway, bottom line is this. I got a call from one of my activist friends, and he says, hey, have you heard about the rally happening tonight at the Capitol? I said, no. He goes, yeah, apparently they're going to expel Mike Nierman tonight, so we're trying to get as many people as we can to show up at the Capitol tonight to rally. Now, I haven't seen anything about that in the news. Maybe it is popping up here. Let's see. Nope. Don't see it. But that doesn't mean that it didn't happen. I'm just checking here. If I can, type today. You know some days how that is, right? You just can't seem to get your fingers to work right. Today's one of those days. Oh, let's see here. Yeah, they got a story about Mike Nierman and nothing about the protest. So I don't know how many people showed up last night. If you were there at the state capitol to protest Mike Nierman's expelling, which was going to happen, it did happen last night. If you were there, would love to get your perspective on it. How many people were there? What you thought about it? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So they expelled him. What next? So the question I'm asking today is, should he reapply to be reappointed? Which will happen, by and large, by the Polk County commissioners. Because almost all of his district is in Polk County. So, should he? Now, if you remember right, in the interview with him on Tuesday, he said that if he's reappointed under Oregon's Constitution, he cannot be expelled twice. Now, wouldn't that just be a wonderful thorn in the Republican caucus's flesh, because every one of them voted to expel him? I would not have done that. As I told you, I would not have signed the letter asking him to resign either. And I'll tell you why. Because what he did was not even near approaching the damage that has been done in downtown Portland. And the fact that over 1,000 people arrested for violent protests, for defacing property, destruction of property, assaulting people, are not going to be prosecuted. Yet what Mike Nierman did was walk out a door. And yeah, he shouldn't have done the wink, wink, nod, nod video. He shouldn't have set all of that up. It doesn't matter that he believes strongly, as I do, and I bet many of you do, that this Capitol and this legislative session is unconstitutional. Because it is. And that the manner in which it is being run. I don't expect that to get challenged in the Oregon Supreme Court because they're bought and paid for by Kate Brown, because obviously Kate has appointed 4 of the 7 members of the Oregon Supreme Court. They think like she does, so don't expect it. But it's what we the people believe. And I do not think for one moment that it was the right thing to expel Mike Nierman. Censure him? Sure. I would have voted for that. I'd have signed a letter for that. And that's what the Republicans should have done. See, there's a companion story about what's going on in Washington, D.C., with over 513 people arrested on the January 6th event alone. Many of them, and I'll have this up on the show plan, many of them have been held in solitary confinement for weeks, for 23 hours a day. And finally, some U.S. senators are starting to say, now, wait a moment here. And Republicans are starting to do something about it. At least they're raising the visibility of it and starting to ask questions both publicly and writing letters. Saying, what are you guys doing here? Republicans are afraid of their own shadow, folks. They've learned nothing from Donald Trump. The Oregon Republican House, and I'm going to say this, every one of you who voted to expel Mike Nierman, you are cowards. Let me say it again, just in case you missed it. If you can tell, I'm not very happy this morning, folks. You are cowards. You should have stood up for someone who has stood up for you, has been faithful, is a powerful conservative force behind the scenes. And the message you just sent, all of you, was that you will cower in the corner if you think that Republicans are being vilified by the press and by the left in this state and by your fellow Democrat lawmakers. You will cower because you are afraid. Censure Mike Nierman? Yes. Expel him? No. What you Republicans have just done, and hang on, you guys on the phone, because I'm going to get to you in just a moment. What you Republicans have just done is you've signed your own death warrant, and you're too stupid to figure it out. You tell me how, for 1 minute, you have just emboldened more people to vote Republican. You haven't. You've learned nothing from Donald Trump and his appeal to people who want America to be something again and not this woke, namby-pamby little country or woke little namby-pamby Oregon, where lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, get bought and paid for. $2 million apiece given to each House member who didn't walk away. $4 million to every senator to not stand up and fight the way Republicans have in years past, by walking out, negotiating from a position of strength, coming back into the building to do the people's business, but not allowing bad things to happen that have already happened and are going to happen in the next. You wait, folks. What's going to happen here shortly? Now, you Oregon House members are cowards, and you just destroyed the base's enthusiasm or anybody else who might vote Republican. You've given them no reason to vote Republican. Thank you for doing the stupidest thing politically you could have done. That's my rant this morning, folks, on Freedom Friday. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go first to Ron. Ron, good morning. What do you say?
I'm saying I'm urinary tract off. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you three comparisons. Holy, why didn't you go through? You going to throw Mike Nimmin on the news for free speech? What about Tina Kotak's mindset with her person in Portland? Shouldn't Tina Kotak be expelled for leading such bad example? Let's talk about the 2017-2018 sessions. All of the pages and assistants that have been sexually harassed. Let's talk about Brad Witt. Why don't we expel him for going after that thing, Miss Green up there out of Bend? You know, Mike Newman, yes, I got a dog in a fight. I'm a PCP. I'm a person in the party. Don't care about the title. And yet, Mike didn't do nothing wrong. Somebody took in that video, in my opinion, out of context. I don't know. I seen the video. It looked like it's here and there. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Freedom of speech. But here's the question that I thought these rat bastards. The Republican Party, I'm proud of it, but you better get the hell out of my way. When I'm watching, go back in your time period before you came, representative, my brother. Guess who they threw under the bus before? Let's talk about Lon Naiman. Or, not Lon Naiman, but the, who's the guy that used to run up in the UN legally and was starting to get victories on it? And all of a sudden, after 2004, the UN went after him and threw him under the bus and the Republicans threw him and threw him a dog bone to get him out. This is how weak the Republican Party has become in the state of Oregon. I will not allow it. I will not tolerate it. And so, Ms. Jason, and some of my people know I'm telling you, Pat Kelly, I say KNA. They know what that stands for. We're not going to put up with it. Either you're going to have the liberty over tyranny, truth over conspiracy, and honor over ignorance. If you people don't get that, I will say this right now. I'll be like Wolverine with my words, and there's no threats, and I'll have God as my backbone. They need to grow some. May God bless you, my brother. That's my message.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your passionate talk today. Art, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break, folks. What do you think about all of this? You want to talk about anything politically today? This is your day. It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. Back in a moment, 620. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we will go back to the phones. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. Just got to be political, folks. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. The cartoon hydraulic cartoon guy writes this to me in an email. By the way, he will send me an email. I'll do my best to read it on the air. It is Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. He says this: the poor, misguided liberals. Isn't it odd that the liberal leaders all get on the platform and boast that they're doing excellent job in getting the vaccines out and we're almost at a normal life again, thanks to them? But systemic racism makes it so colored people can't get the vaccines? So Kate's 70% are all of her white friends? If they're in control of the Trump vaccines, why aren't these poor colored folk getting vaccinated? Strange. Regarding Mike Nierman, Julie writes this: of course he should throw his hat back in the ring. Sometimes there's a satisfaction in thumbing your nose at toadies and cowards. Yeah, I think that's very appropriate. I think Mike Nierman should immediately, now that he's been expelled, as soon as the county commissioners move to appoint, and they should do so immediately. This business, the story I read about this today in the Oregonian was that, well, they're not going to fill the position until after the legislative session is over. Well, you know what that means? In fact, Jeff Kubler, who is a legislative staffer, wrote me an interesting email. Is that he now, and think about this, he now says, because his state representative has been expelled and he's not going to be replaced, that he is going to be taxed without representation because they're going to increase fees and taxes because the Rhino Republicans are still hanging out in the legislature. That's an interesting thought, isn't it? He is not being represented. Doesn't that make all of the, and his point is that makes all of these further actions of the legislature unconstitutional. It's an interesting thought. Yeah, no, I think Mike Nierman should throw his hat back in the ring to be appointed to fill his old seat, because then they cannot expel him twice. That's against Oregon's constitution. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
I believe I heard this morning on the news that there's four counties involved in doing the appointment. Of course, we know, I believe one is Marion, and I don't know what the other three is. I did want to make a couple of comments.
Well, hang on a second, Art. Here's how this works, because I know I've been involved in it. Okay, yeah, there may be four counties, and there's four sets of county commissions that will choose who it is to replace Mike Nierman, but they weight them based on the population size in that district, in that county. 95% of Mike Nierman's district is Polk County. So the Polk County commissioners, in essence, are going to choose his replacement. That's how that works.
Well, I think, isn't Ron Polk County, I think he is. So hopefully make a statement. What I would like to see is the Polk County commissioners, and this is to kind of help repair the Republican Party, which is, I hope they do make a statement that they believe what was done to Mike was wrong. He's a marked man now. I think reappointing him would definitely make a statement, but I hope you know everything gets considered. And I don't know the right answer here, Jeff, but I do want to say...
No, fair enough, Art. Fair enough.
I do want to say that Bill Post got on the news and said Mike lied to him. That's why he voted. And I'm sure that has something to do with that stupid little video he did. But of course, the wink, winking, and the nod, nodding, you know, doesn't constitute a lie, in my opinion. And so I'm a little disappointed in what Post said. And obviously, he went along to get along, because I know him and Mike were friends. And so I did want to state that about the lie. whatever happens with the reappointment, it would be nice if they could do it right away. However, you and I both know that the session has to end by the end of June, and scheduling meetings and giving enough time for people to apply for the position and stuff, I don't think that's going to happen, which is unfortunate. But hopefully we'll get a person back in there by, you know, sometime in July and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if they really pushed it, Art, they could do it. Art, I got to let you go because I need to move on to Glenn. Art, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Glenn, you're up next. What do you say today, Glenn?
Well, Senator Ted Kennedy was never expelled from the Senate after driving the car off the bridge and killing Mary Jo, and never investigated, continued his position in the Senate until he died, never expelled. But the Democrats have an entirely different set of rules. So what really has changed except the destruction of the country and the states? All for what? Money and drugs, sex, and education? I don't know. It's really pathetic. It's worse than pathetic. I think America is becoming worse than the Soviet Union in some ways. We may surpass Lenin and Stalin. That may be hard to dream of, but I think we're heading that way.
That's a little much for me to accept. I mean, you know, Stalin murdered an awful lot of his own people. Although some people would be saying that that's what's happening with the vaccines right now. I don't buy into that either. Although I am not pro-vaccine, and I don't want to get the shot, and I think it is having some hugely negative impacts on people's lives. Glenn, interesting thoughts. That's your opinion. I appreciate it today, folks. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? It's 6:30 in the morning. Right back in just a few minutes. Don't go away. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything political that you want to talk about today.
Maybe you want to go on a rant, the way I did in the first segment of the show. By the way, I got some feedback on that. And apparently, some of you thought it was okay. Of course it's okay. Yeah. What do you want to talk about today politically? You want to talk about Mike Nierman being expelled, the first legislator ever expelled from the Oregon legislature? What should he do? Should he throw his hat in the ring to be reappointed? Should Republicans have not joined with the Democrats to sign their own death warrant by not at least sticking together at a higher level? Now, what do I mean by that? You know what? They could have censured him. Which is not as bad as expelling, obviously, because he would continue to be served. Now, I want to, before I go too much further, I need to do a couple of things. First off, thank Righteous Renovations for being one of the great contractors that is able to go and serve you and do some good things in your life and your world. If you need a kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, or other repair work done to not just your home, but maybe your commercial building, they're your people. RighteousRenovations.com is the website where you can go check out some of the great before and after photos of, well, some incredible projects they've done for people's homes. And you can read the great customer testimonials. You don't always know what you're getting with a contractor, do you? If you've ever had a bad experience with one, you know how important it is to have a contractor who does it the way you want it, communicates with you effectively and clearly, and goes above and beyond to take care of you and make you a satisfied customer. That's what Righteous Renovations does. And again, just check out the great customer comments. Go to their website, righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. Friends, if Bill Post is justifying his vote by saying that Mike lied to him, because you know what the old saying in the building is? Your word is the only currency in the building. It's the only thing that people can trust. That's a mythical standard that is rarely reached. In the 8 years that I served in the legislature, there were lots of people who lied to me, including in my own caucus, including my own leadership. So to use that as the standard is laughable. Now, it ought to be. I don't fault Bill for saying that, but what I would have done is I would have introduced a measure to censure him. And I would have talked about that in the caucus, and I would have stood firm and saying no, because Mike Nierman and Bill Post both went against the entire caucus. I talked with Bill about this. Went against the entire caucus to make a point. And they were angrily denounced in their caucus because they did that. Now, I know what that's like because I did it once myself. I exposed the rhinos live on Lars Larson's show that were working against us, negotiating with Democrats, and we Republicans were in control, folks. And I exposed them live on the air as to exactly who they were to Lars for the whole world to see. And they caught holy guacamole from the citizens because of it. They then got very angry at me and held a special caucus meeting to berate me. Now, the only thing I did wrong there is I should have gone to each of them individually and said, what you're doing is wrong. You are undercutting the entire caucus by negotiating with Democrats to pass a tax increase when none of the rest of us want this. But they were all lawyers, and of course they were smarter than the rest of us, right? That was their attitude. Not all lawyers think that way, by the way, but these guys did. Anyway, reality is that I took it, and then I had my say. And I stood firm. And later, I had other fellow caucus members come up and shake my hand and say, thanks for doing that. It was the right thing to do. You said everything that we feel. Well, just the opposite is happening here. And it's a grave mistake. They think they've done the right thing. They haven't. And time will prove me right. Because they're not inspiring anybody by what they just did. Now, holding people accountable for their actions, yes. Was this expulsion necessary to hold him accountable? Wouldn't censure have been the same? Yes, other legislators have been censured before. Nobody's been expelled. And all they've done is fed into the Democrat narrative, and they're too stupid. And I'm going to use that word, folks. They're too blinded and deceived by their own stupidity of being inside that building. And I know what it's like. It's easy to get stupid in kind of inside that building because I did it. I did it, folks. It's a bubble, just like Washington, D.C., Salem is too. And when you're in that building, and of course they have the building locked down, so none of the Republicans or the Democrats have to face you and I face to face in the building. It's easier to be stupid. They have all become Democrat light. They fed right into the Democrats' plan. I tell you, the Democrats just have to be high-fiving and laughing themselves silly at the Republicans who cower in the corner, who now have proven themselves to be able to be bought off with a little bit of money. Well, actually, it's a lot of money. Nobody ever offered me as a House member $2 million in my district so that I could sell you down the river your right to defend your family in your home because you have to have a gun locked up all the time, or you're making you a felon because you literally walk into a place of business that is adjacent next to a public building that has banned concealed carry. Yes, you become a felon. That's just the beginning of it, folks. All the other stuff that is going to get rammed down our throats in the last 3 weeks of this legislative session is all because Fred and the boys and a whole bunch of Republicans allowed themselves to get bought off. It's no wonder Democrats don't have to try to change the Constitution to eliminate the quorum, the only tool Republicans have been able to use. It's no wonder they don't, because now they got their number. They can buy them off. And they know that if they raise enough of the visibility of a Republican, they can get them expelled. And Republicans will march in lockstep with the Democrats rather than stand up and fight for a change. Sorry, folks, that's my second rant for today. It is Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You don't have to talk about this. You can talk about anything. By the way, the reason I'm driving home instead of flying my airplane home from Coeur d'Alene is because the fuel distribution device in the engine started leaking fuel next to the hot exhaust. You don't have to be a genius to figure out how that might end up. So I just decided, well, maybe I'll rent a car and drive home and get that rebuilt. So that's what I'm doing, which means I got to drive back up there. Anyway, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Thanks to Freedom Heating and Air for being another one of our great sponsors. Friends, not only do they keep you more comfortable in your home in the heat of the summer, which is about to happen, but they also keep your home cleaner with these great air filtration systems. You know, if you don't like dusting as often, they can help you with that. And they have the great UV light disinfection systems that help kill the ugly bacteria that might be floating around in your house. So you know what? If any of that interests you, and it should, you ought to do business with a great family-owned company that's been in business in Salem for over 40 years, Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on their website, freedomheatingandair.net. They stand firm with us in this radio station and all of our politically talk-rated shows. They stand with us because sometimes they get a little pushback. They believe in freedom. They're willing to stand up for it. Stand up for them. Do business with Freedom Heating and Air. To the phones, go to Rebecca. Rebecca, sorry about my second rant of the day. What do you want to rant? You want to rant about anything today? Go ahead.
I wanted to remind everybody that when the Democrats decided to secede from the Union, they wrote the Declaration of Causes and stated that the reason they were seceding was because the Republicans did not respect their right to own slaves. So this attitude is part of what everything you're talking about is part of the attitude that everybody who is on their team has the right to own slaves. And I know you disagree with me on this, but I believe part of the slave culture is to do exactly what they've done to get the Republicans to work with them. They're getting the Republicans to work with them in the culture that the Democrats have created. Anyway, I was looking at a lady on Frank's Peak who has organized to audit.
Hang on, Rebecca, and I'll get you on the other side of the break. I want to hear what you have to say about that. It's Political Coffee, friends. Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Back in a moment, 6:48.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go back to Rebecca. Corby writes an email. Says, it appears to me that the U.S. has been turned into one big concentration camp or re-education camp. People, wake up. Great show today. I really appreciate your rant. Please don't stop. Yeah, I got to be careful. The cartoon guy wrote me another email and said, and the whole time they were all condemning the vaccines because Trump headed it and now are forcing us to take them. They're idiots. And then Mo writes about Mike Nierman. He says, if the PCPs of each county select a candidate for the commissioners to choose from, the way I understand it, that is correct. You have four counties, but one county, the prevailing county that has most of the population that Mike Nierman's district is in, their vote gets weighted much more heavily than anybody else's, including the PCPs of that county in recommending. They got to put forward three candidates to replace Mike Nierman. They could put Mike Nierman up. That could be their choice. I hope he runs again. I hope he throws his hat in the ring. I truly do. Anyway, Art writes me an email. Censor, yes. Expel, no. That's right. Okay, back to Rebecca. Rebecca, you wanted to talk about a lady that you heard on Frank's speech?
Yeah, she and two other moms got organized, and I think they have thousands of volunteers doing this, but they're doing a huge audit of their state, and I did this several days ago, so I can't give you the details of their names and stuff, but they have found amazing, amazing problems with their state, and I have a friend who at the time of the election told me that he had done a mathematical thing on the Oregon election, and that the Oregon election had way more voters than more people vote than there are voters. And so I already know that the Oregon election is off. And
yeah, no,
that's
not accurate, Rebecca, that there were not more votes cast in Oregon than there are registered voters, if that's what you're saying. That may be true, however, in some precincts, okay? But overall in the statewide, we did not have 100% voter participation or even 110%. So whoever's saying that, if that's what they're really trying to say, that's in error.
Okay, well, at the time he was looking at the numbers that were posted for the election, and I could have that wrong. It's been a long time since I talked to him, so I could have it wrong in how I'm saying it, but he saw that the numbers had more votes than something. I could be wrong. Anyway, these three mothers organized and they were getting to look into things that I thought were amazing, and I really recommend everybody go watch. It's not very long. She's maybe 10 minutes at the most.
Can you send me a link to that, Rebecca, and I'll put it up on the show plan, okay?
Page.
Yeah, so send me the link to it, and I'll put it up on the podcast page. Thanks,
okay.
Rebecca. I appreciate it. It's kslm.news is where you go to listen to the podcast, kslm.news, folks. But send Rebecca, send that to me. Rowan, hang on. I'm going to get to you in just a moment, because I want to hear what you have to say on Freedom Friday. Friends, I use CBD from Pro Bioscience, based here in Salem. There's a company you can trust because, first of all, they're right here. They're local people, number one. Number two is that you can have great confidence in the quality of their CBD. Why? Because they use only Oregon-grown CBD. Now, I can tell you, as a guy who grew hemp for CBD and sold it to this company, Oregon has the toughest standards in the nation about growing hemp, which means you can be assured you've got the highest quality product there is. Because let me tell you, you don't know. With some of the stuff you're buying, some of it comes from China, some of it comes from Mexico, and you have no clue what's in it. Well, you do if you buy from ProBioscience. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's the website, pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online for the month of June, get a 15% discount if you use the discount code FATHER. It's Father's Day month, right? Use the discount code FATHER, get 15% off. You can also check out their products at the Tobacco Pouch and Edgewater here in Salem, or the Liquivana vape shops, both in Silverton and Molalla. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Rowan. Rowan, good morning. What do you have to say today on Freedom Friday?
I'm thinking about yesterday when you were touching on or talking about the two female educators from Grants Pass, and they're taking a lot of flack for standing up for the concept of, for the truth that there are only two genders. The medical community, or at least the OBGYN segment, also seem to support that there are only two genders. I've never heard of a doctor who had to say, "Congratulations, ma'am, it's a healthy non-binary." Anytime somebody has an ultrasound, it's always, "What is it, a boy or a girl?" So, you know, that's just kind of a lightheartedness at the end of the day, but or the end of the show. But
No, that's a great perspective. I mean, it really is. I mean, what a great way to think about that. You've never heard a doctor say, "Congratulations, it's a binary." That's just too good, Rowan. Thank you. That negates all of my ranting.
Oh, but I don't want it to do that. I agree. And run, Mike, run.
Run, Mike, run. I like that. Thank you, Rowan. That's just hilarious. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Whoever or whomever. You've just had a very healthy binary. Doesn't that just illustrate the absurdity of leftist thinking? I mean, it really does. Let's see. The other Dale writes me an email, says, "I think the Marion County Commissioner should also be involved in reappointing Mike since he represents some parts of Marion County. And we should email the Marion County Commissioners, Colm Willis, and the Polk County Commissioners and request that Mike Nearman gets reappointed." Excellent idea. That's an action item for you folks. Seriously. Email the Polk County Commissioners and the Marion County Commissioners and ask them to reappoint Mike Nearman if he asks to be reappointed. I think he's going to, and I think he should. Rich writes an email about, let's see here. "We're sick and tired of doctors running for governor, so Dr. Pierce is not getting our votes, all 15. The history of doctors running this state is terrible. We're very offended by the vote by the Republicans to expel Mike Nearman. The phrase I heard is, most Republicans are Democrats. Most Democrats are socialists." Ooh, that hurts. And then Art says, you know, "We need to primary clean house of the Oregon House Republicans." Yeah, maybe not a bad idea. You'll send the message if you did that. Friends, thanks for listening to us today and for putting up with me. I hope that you found something meaningful in all of this today, including my ranting. We do that on Freedom Friday. It's that day for you and I to rant. All right, keep praying for this great nation. Keep standing and believing and fighting for everything you believe is right. Don't give up and don't give in. See you Monday. Yeah.